We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and Facebook at Social Capital with Lori Hybe. All links mentioned will be found in the show notes. This week's guest is Cheryl Grohman. Cheryl currently serves as the president and CEO of Executive Agenda, an exclusive membership organization dedicated to the professional and personal growth of senior leaders in Wisconsin. Prior to assuming this role, she served as president COO for 6 years and vice president and general manager for 15 years. Cheryl has been affiliated with Executive Agenda and Tech Vistage since 1987. Cheryl holds an executive MBA degree from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and a BBA degree in office administration and business management from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lori. Great to be here.
All right. So your organization groups professionals together for the purpose of professional development and learning. Is networking an integral part of those groups?
Definitely. One of the most powerful attributes of EA's group learning experience is that the topics are discussed within the context of each member's specific situation. By being together over time and building trust, the members of an executive agenda group really understand each other's unique circumstances. Each member has a group of 12 to 15 trusted peers readily available at their disposal 24/7 to serve as an integral advisory board. Members find the depth of that network invaluable.
Fantastic. So I can see how you've got 12 to 15 professionals in each group that networking, it probably just naturally happens, I would imagine. All right. So Executive Agenda intentionally groups these senior executives from a wide variety of backgrounds and industries and businesses. What's the reason for that?
Well, I want to explain a little bit about Executive Agenda first, and then that will help you understand better. Executive Agenda is Wisconsin's oldest and largest membership organization dedicated to executive development across diverse business functions. The strength of the Executive Agenda groups is the diversity of its members by experience, age, education, gender, and industry. That's really what makes the organization unique. No matter how smart we are, how old we are, how much experience we have, none of us has all of the answers. And really, as the Japanese proverb goes, none of us is as smart as all of us. And really, that's what Executive Agenda is all about. Mm-hmm.
So I understand the groups meet quarterly in all-day meetings to learn from each other. Do these same individuals use social media or technology to connect with each other between those meetings?
Absolutely. Even though EA groups only meet formally on a quarterly basis, the intent is for the member connection to remain continuous throughout the year. Your fellow EA group members are at your disposal 24/7. EA members are actively communicating via social media and other technology between the quarterly meetings. And given business is moving faster than ever today, many members need a quick response, you know, to an urgent request right away.
Well, that's great. That's really great that you've got all these tools and resources to allow the networks to stay, or the individuals within the networks to stay connected with each other. That's fantastic. Let's switch to a little bit about you now. Can you share with me your most successful or favorite networking story or experience that you've had?
Executive Agenda has been affiliated with Vistage International for the past 20 to 25 years. And while attending one of the international conferences, I had met a colleague from Argentina and who was in the process of developing peer advisory groups within South America. And the second year of my EMBA program at UW-Madison included an international trip component. So our trip was going to be to Latin America or South America, coincidentally, and specifically Brazil and Argentina. So I thought of Alejo Cantone, that's his name, I immediately and contacted him via email. So Alejo then put me in touch with two different contacts in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. And through those connections, a few of my EMBA colleagues and I were able to arrange an in-person visit with local businesses in Sao Paulo and Buenos Aires. So that was really a neat experience for us.
Oh, that's fascinating. So someone that you met just at an event, it sounds like that was put on by Vistage or Tech. What was the time frame that, between you met that person and to when you reached out to them to make, you know, for this connection, you know, to make this trip happen?
Those conferences were typically held on a every 2 to 3 year basis. Uh-huh. So I had seen him probably 1 year earlier, okay, but had had contact maybe once or twice a year. And okay, so when I knew where I was going, it was easy to connect with him because we knew each other from face-to-face meetings,
sure,
and then just make that initial connection.
No, that's fascinating, though. I love that. You know, you see him maybe once every 2 or 3 years, but then, you know, the opportunity was there to leverage that relationship. So you reached out to him and had, I can't even imagine, but I'm sure it was an amazing experience in Brazil and Argentina.
It was.
Because of that relationship that you had.
Correct. That's, and actually I thanked him afterwards because of that contact would not have, that connection, other members in our class didn't have similar contacts. And so I was actually able to introduce some of those colleagues or the classmates as well to these businesses had we not had that connection.
Which probably built your credibility to your local networks as well.
Too. Correct.
So fantastic. All right, so this is a good transition into that as far as your network and your community. How do you stay in front of or best nurture your network?
Really, I continually stay in touch from time to time with everyone within my network, just demonstrating how you care. I think that it's important that really it's building relationships with people, and that even if you meet someone for the first time and they make an initial request for anything for that matter, or if somebody gave someone my name to be kind of, Cheryl might be able to be helpful to you. I just think that it's important to follow through on any requests like that. And I just think in the long run that that pays off.
Yeah, I love how you said demonstrate how you care. And I think that's just being genuine, you know, and that's so important. So thank you for that. What advice would you offer to the business professional who is looking to grow their network?
It's really vital or critical to take time to cultivate your personal network every day. And not just when you're really in need of something yourself. I try to be helpful and offer assistance whenever anyone approaches or contacts me, whether they're affiliated within my personal network or not. My personal core purpose is really one of serving others. So for me, it's always about helping others, given you never know when you might be in need of someone else's help as well. So I truly believe in the pay it forward concept.
I'm a huge advocate of that. So it's great to hear that you are as well. All right, so digital networking or traditional networking, which one do you find more value in?
I think I see social media or digital networking as simply people communicating through technology. And currently, the majority of my initial communication with someone is digital. That in turn creates an entree to establish a face-to-face or an in-person meeting. But with current technology, those face-to-face meetings can now take place digitally as well via Skype, FaceTime, other media sources, with really anyone across the globe at any time. And so my personal preference, however, is to still meet with someone face to face in order to establish a more in-depth connection. That's just me personally. So there's really a place for both, but my belief, it depends on, you know, what you're attempting to accomplish through the networking connection.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's interesting, though, that you said that typically your relationships start via technology, and then you're transitioning into the traditional route.
I think that that gets you in the door. I tend to return people's phone calls. Uh-huh. Not everybody does that.
Yes.
And I think so to get an introduction, at least send an email, then I follow up with a phone call. Mm-hmm. Many times that will be an entree to get at least an initial connection, and then they know why I'm calling. I think so many people, they might just pick up the phone, cold call, and if people are so busy, they're not gonna be able to connect with the person.
Sure.
You get voicemail.
Yep. No, I agree with mm-hmm. that. Thank you for that. I think that's gonna be really helpful to our listeners indeed. All right, so now some fun questions. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Well, my belief is you spend the majority of your working hours making a living to support yourself. So it's vital that you really find a career that you love and are passionate about. I've been fortunate to have found that for myself, a profession that aligns with my personal core purpose that is one of serving and helping others. So if you are truly passionate about what you do and you can make a difference in some small way, it will seem like you really never have worked a day in your life.
That's fantastic. That's great, great, great insight and offering to share to our audience. Especially, you know, you circled back to something you stated earlier, which was that your core purpose is indeed to serve others. And you've been lucky enough to find yourself in a position where you're doing that on a daily basis.
So. Exactly.
Awesome. All right. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with? And do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
I would have to say either Tom Brokaw or Bill O'Reilly. And I was asked a similar question years ago, and I said Tom Brokaw then. And both are excellent writers and historians in their own right. And I might be able to make a connection within that 6th degree. I would really, I guess, start by connecting with colleagues within that Vistage International network, because the likelihood is that someone might have a contact within the broadcasting industry. Mm-hmm. So my guess would be that it likely could happen, given that that's a, you know, nationwide and worldwide organization. So,
well, that's
hard to say.
I mean, that would make sense that you start within, well, your resources, but your resources entail this global network. So I bet you could do it.
Well, we'll have to see sometime if that would happen.
Okay, so, you know, as a professional business owner, you know, continuous education is extremely important. And one of my personal means of continuous education is reading books. So I'm always interested in what other books professionals are reading. Do you have a book on your nightstand right now?
Well, the book I'm currently reading is called The Advantage by Patrick Lencioni. Lencioni discusses a model for organizational health that really is an everyday choice and can be a way of life for most companies. And it's a creating, the book talks about creating organizational clarity, and that really trumps all else. And part of it is also building a cohesive team to support your company's mission.
Fantastic. I'm going to have to add that one to my reading list. All right, Cheryl. So any final words or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
I guess I would say that love, care, and concern must continually be demonstrated. And so going the extra mile, helping others, and doing the little things are really what people remember. I believe the quote by Maya Angelou is, at the end of the day, people won't remember what you said or did. They will remember how you made them feel.
Oh, I love that quote. That at the end of the day, people won't remember what you say or did, but they will remember how you made them feel.
Correct.
That's fantastic. And those are very strong words to live by. All right. Thank you. So if anyone is interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach out to you?
They can do that either via LinkedIn or sending me an email directly. And I understand you'll be providing that as part of the...
Yes, we'll put those links in our show notes. So feel free to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com, and then you can click on the episode for Cheryl Grohman, and you'll have her contact information in the show notes there. All right, Cheryl, well, thank you very much for being on the show. I appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Thanks, Lori.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Cheryl Grohman for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.